serving up tonight's CSC Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Here at The Ridge, the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank. I'm Dave Collins, voice of the Eagles on our monthly show. Delighted to have a great crowd here once again and all our guests and coaches and fans who've come out to take part and listen. And we have Jennifer Stadler, head coach of the Eagle volleyball team, our final guest here tonight. Last but certainly not least at all, Jen, I know you guys had practice scheduled today, so we booked you for the end of the show, but you decided to take today off, it sounds like.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get to talk about where we're at for volleyball. And just what we have going on. We just, with cold season kind of going around, we just thought, it's good to give our girls a day of rest. And then we've got one more week left of spring season before we're done, which is, it's just come so fast.
Yeah, kind of hitting the dog days of spring season as you've just really been working hard and getting things going. And before we jumped on the radio, you were telling me, this really is your first true spring. COVID, and then last year you were playing in the spring, so fans don't really understand you haven't had a full building time to jump into a real season.
Just talking with my other coaching friends that are collegiate coaches as well, I mean, it's not just Chadron State that this is our first off season for a while, but since I've been here at Chadron, this is my first official off season as the Chadron State coach, which is crazy to think that I've been here for 3 years and haven't actually had an off season. I just think a lot of that developmental stuff gets done in the spring. That chemistry gets worked on in the spring. There's just a lot of room for growth in the spring. Not that we don't do that stuff during the season, but you're preparing for games. You're preparing to play on the weekends. You're not necessarily developing like specific skills on like philosophies or whatever for coaching.
Sure.
And so the spring, that's what it's for. And since we haven't had that time yet, this has just been, I think, a great opportunity for our program to actually have.
And so how's it been going overall? You've had these spring practices, getting ready to wrap up in a week. Now that you've had your official spring that you're normally used to, how have things gone? What's the assessment?
It's actually gone really well. The girls, I think, have done a really good job of taking a lot of ownership in what they want to do to get better. And so I think we've seen a lot of growth, because I think when a team takes ownership of their program, then they're maybe even a little bit more invested. So we've been practicing quite a bit, lifting a little bit harder, and then also we've done some scrimmages. We had a scrimmage at Black Hills last weekend. The weekend before, we went down to Western Nebraska and scrimmaged, and then we also hosted a scrimmage at the first of this month, and they all went really well. We saw a lot of improvement just as a team, but also out of a lot of individuals, which was great to see. And I know the girls just had a lot of fun getting back on the court and seeing how much room and how much improvement we've made.
Coach Jen Stadler with us, CSC volleyball head coach. There's been a few departures from the roster, and every offseason coaches have to fill spots where people have left and welcome in some new players. One of the outside hitters, Olivia Motzenschell, and then it's setter Audrey Bennett, two that played quite a bit for you. They are not with the team any longer and transferring. So a big attacking spot and a center spot that you're looking to fill. What do you have planned there for those two departures?
Yeah, I mean, I think just with them leaving, we were sad to see them go, but both of them, I think, just made decisions that were going to benefit them and what they personally wanted, which, we always want kids to be happy and have a great experience. So whether that's, hopefully it's here at Chadron, but, unfortunately for them, it wasn't. So, both of them played definitely some minutes for us last year. We're still in the process of recruiting a setter to fill in for Audrey's departure, because that was just happened not too long ago, and so we're still trying to find the right fit for us in our program. And then as far as filling Olivia's role, we have some really good attackers, I think, on our roster that filled some of her role even, last year. So, just consistently trying to develop them. And I think a lot of them have stepped up this spring to develop their range in attacking and to be able to be offensive threats for us.
And whether it be transfers in the offseason or injuries in the middle of a season or offseason or whatever, what have you, COVID, there are always people who need to step up, or you as a coach have to manage that roster and find ways to get people in to get the job done. And last year it was an injury that got one of your top attackers in Lexi Hurtado, but she is going to be back for next year, it sounds like. I ran into Lexi here in town the other day, and she showed me the scars on her wrist. Looks like she had wrist surgery, but says she's going to be able to rehab and start to get back into volleyball activity a little bit.
Yeah, it will be great to have Lex back out on the court for us. You know, she does still have some rehab to do and some progress to be made over this summer, but just she brings some leadership to the court. She's, you know, a great player. Saw a lot of playing time for us her first year when she came in, so I think it will be beneficial for our program when she is able to be healthy so that she can play to her best ability. And when she's at her best ability, that helps our team be at our best.
Yeah, it'll be a nice big boost, and wish Lex the best in her recovery and getting healthy with the wrist. A couple of young players you had last year that were really exciting, Coach. Amber Harvey and Ayana Fujiyama, two very good freshmen. Talk about their development over the course of their starting year, and then now you're into the spring. They're getting a little bit of that veteran tag to them a little bit, I guess, experience. How are they looking in the spring, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think this fall, both of them are great, great players, great kids. But they were making, you know, obviously some freshman errors, some young errors. So this spring we really worked on, you know, some ways to limit their errors, limit their mistakes, but also their volleyball IQ and how they want to play the game at a little bit higher level. And they've both taken that with stride and really worked hard on their game. Both have improved over this spring, and both played really well in the scrimmages that we had.
Anyone else you want to note in the spring here that has stepped up, or pleasant surprises, things like, hey, you know, look what we've got here, what we found here, anybody else?
Yeah, to be honest, actually everybody I feel like on our roster has really made some big strides this spring.
Great.
And it probably has to do with we have a pretty small roster right now, and so they're having to get a lot of reps in. They're having to maybe step into some different roles if we, you know, if we had injuries this spring or whatnot. And so I think everybody really has gotten a lot better. Like I said, we saw a lot of improvement in our spring scrimmages. And so I think everybody just to me has really stood out in how much they've improved, and also their confidence in themselves in seeing that they've been improving.
That's great. Head coach Jennifer Stadler with us talking Eagle volleyball here on the show tonight live at the Ridge. And coach, I know you're really, really competitive, and it's what makes you such a good coach is you don't want to ever settle for less than you expect. I know you had big expectations last year. Didn't finish with the win total that you want. But when it was over, what were some of the first things that you identified you really wanted to start working on to try and hit those marks that I think you would say we're going to hit this year?
Yeah, you know, we definitely weren't where I thought we were going to be at the end of the season or where we wanted to be. You know, I think a little bit that had to do with we had some unfortunate injuries happen consistently throughout the year. I mean, yeah, we just were always missing a starter, I felt like, throughout the season, and that definitely hindered our ability to be consistent and perform at a high level. So, you know, once season ended and I was able to really reflect on it, just kind of sat down and figured out what pieces did we need to recruit to get better, but then also what are some things that we really needed to concentrate on this spring to really kind of make a little bit more crisp.
Yeah.
We wanted to make our offense a little bit faster, so we needed to really focus on how can we make that crisp, how can we make that consistent, and then also just develop our defense, our back row defense, and how can we keep the ball off the floor as much as possible. So just trying to figure out what little edges that we can have both offensively and defensively is what we've been, I guess, focusing on this offseason.
It's good initiatives to look at moving forward. We've got a few minutes left, and a fun question I've kind of always wanted to ask you. You know, volleyball is one of those sports that differs in others. There aren't sometimes maybe a ton of philosophy changes, and maybe there are. Maybe I'm totally wrong. You can definitely let me know, but you see in football, they'll come up with a new play that's totally different than something else they've done in the past or ways to score. Volleyball seems like a game that is pretty similar year after year. You want to get it to the same spot, same players. You know, it's a receive, pass, and find a good big attack. What is it within a player or a team or a program that makes it so special? For instance, like, you know, the Huskers year after year, and where you'd like CSC to be year after year. It's like an elite, elite type of level.
Yeah. I mean, overall, yeah, volleyball is pretty similar. I mean, I think over the years I've noticed that the game has just gotten extremely faster.
Yeah.
More athletic, where players are touching at a lot higher point on top of the net than, like, back when I played, right? So I think that's probably what's changed the most. Ideally, the whole game is pretty the same. But, you know, I think what sets great programs apart from good programs is having those, you know, those players one buy into what the coach is wanting to do, and kind of spoke about that earlier. Just if the, you know, the team wants to take that ownership of the program, I think things can happen a little bit bigger. I think, you know, one thing that the Huskers, you know, they're always really great. And actually, John Cook said this a couple years ago when they weren't being very successful. And he said they always had an edge, whether that was probably, you know, their defense or something strong that always set them apart from other teams.
Yeah.
And when they weren't doing as well as they had been a couple years ago, as he's kept saying that they had lost their edge and they needed to find it. Well, obviously, they found it this year with their defense. And so I think just finding what's going to make you stand out from the team across the net, because all coaches coach differently, all coaches have different philosophies, but how are we going to make our program stand apart from the program on the other side of the court, and how is that going to change the way that they prepare for us?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we're looking for. How can we have an edge? How can we set ourselves apart from the other program that they're like, oh, Chadron State does this every year, we have to be prepared for it no matter what roster we have. They just know that's what we're about.
That kind of sounds like it touches into mindset. Like, you walk onto a court or somebody sees you next on the schedule, they're partly beaten already just because of their thought process going in, that fear factor and that edge that you talk about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously that comes with confidence. And so, you know, if our team is confident in the product that we're putting out on the court, then we're already going to have that edge. We're going to hold our heads a little bit higher. So working on that confidence piece, too, I think is a big part. You know, when you don't have as great of a season as you had hoped, you know, you kind of lack a little bit of confidence there going into the next year. So hopefully we've done a great job of building that confidence back up in our players, bringing in some good recruits that are going to come in and get on board with what we're trying to do. And hopefully in August we can, you know, hit the ground running.
It sounds like you've had a really productive spring and exciting to hear. I'm glad you could share all that goes into your spring and what's happening with the volleyball team in your first official offseason after these past couple of crazy years. Head coach Jennifer Stadler on tonight's Roadshow. Jen, thanks so much. Good luck in the last week of practice, and I wish you and the team well in the spring and the offseason.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You got it. All right, that's Coach Stadler.